And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Planned Parenthood's latest annual report is out, and it reads like a victory lap for the abortion business. Yeah, the organization brought in a record $2.14 billion in revenue and performed an all-time high 434,350 abortions, accounting for nearly 39% of all the abortions in the United States. Under Joe Biden, it also took $832 million in government funding, and what gets buried in the fine print is everything else. Prenatal care is now outnumbered by abortion 56-1. So when Planned Parenthood says care continues, understand what kind of care they mean, and understand it pays very, very well. In Wisconsin, Governor Tony Evers vetoed a bill requiring age verification on porn sites, and he did it on Good Friday. The bill passed the Assembly 69-22 with bipartisan support. 25 states have already passed similar laws. The Supreme Court upheld the Texas version in a 6-3 decision. Evers called it an intrusion into personal privacy, while State Senator Van Wangard said the timing was deliberate. And he might be right. The governor knows he's well outside of where most of his own state stands on the issue. In Virginia, Governor Abigail Spanberger is already making history, and not the kind of history you put in a frame and hang on the wall. A new Washington Post poll shows her with the lowest approval rating of any Virginia governor in modern polling history, just 2 months into the job. She's 13 points below the average for recent governors. Apparently running as a moderate and governing like a progressive still leaves a mark. In St. Paul, Minnesota, the harassment of city's church is still ongoing. It's the same church Don Lemon targeted weeks ago. And on Easter Sunday, police arrested a woman for blasting a bullhorn during worship. She was charged with interference with religious observance. Prosecutors later dropped the charge over a paperwork issue, but the bigger story still remains. An American church needed police protection on Easter morning, and that tells you everything you need to know. The governor of Indiana, Mike Braun, suspended the state's gas sales tax for 30 days last week as fuel prices continue to climb. Georgia and Utah have made similar moves. Braun said retailers need to pass the savings on to drivers and warned that the attorney general would be watching for price gouging. A University of Guelph professor is now warning that the International Olympic Committee's transgender ban will, according to the headline, harm women's sports. His case is that no study has shown trans-identifying men hold a competitive advantage over women. That would be news to all of the peer-reviewed studies that say the exact opposite, Professor. Then that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. Also, don't forget that you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.